Local governments, organizations, and companies are marking today's National Day for Truth and Reconciliation Day and Orange Shirt Day, honoring Indigenous communities and acknowledging the tragic history of the residential school system. September 30th will be a tremendously meaningful and significant day in Newmarket and throughout our country, said Mayor John Taylor. On this day, and every day, we need to remember and reflect on our past, the very painful and tragic history of the residential school system and the unimaginable impact this has had on Indigenous communities. We need to continue to come together to do more, do better and to create a path forward with truth and reconciliation leading the way. Flags at all municipal buildings are flying at half-mast in Newmarket and Riverwalk Commons and Fred A. Lundy Bridge will be lit orange. Today, flags at all hashtag Newmarket buildings will be at half-mast, and the lights at hashtag Riverwalk Commons and the Fred A. Lundy Bridge will be lit orange to honor the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation. pic.twitter.com/JDGillicune6L, Town of Newmarket, at Town of Newmarket, September 30, 2022 all week long, the bridge over Davis Drive at Southlake Regional Health Center has been lit orange in honor of Truth and Reconciliation Day. In a tweet on September 30, the hospital said it is committed to working toward best health outcomes for Indigenous patients, families and communities. We recognize the diverse cultures, resiliency, strengths and lived experiences of all First Nations, Inuit and Métis peoples. We are proud to care for and to celebrate all Indigenous peoples in our community, including our closest First Nation, the Chippewas of Georgina Island, it said. If you're driving by the hospital this week, keep an eye out for the bridge over Davis Drive, lit orange all week in honor of upcoming National Day for Truth and Reconciliation and Orange Shirt Day on September 30th, recognizing the legacy of the Canadian residential school system. pic.twitter.com/YLGLXDunca, Southlake Regional Health Center, at Southlake RAC, September 26, 2022 NT Power. The local utility company is also marking the day by lowering its flags to half-mast. NT Power honors the lost children and survivors of Canadian residential schools on this National Day for Truth and Reconciliation and Orange Shirt Day, it said in a tweet. NT Power honors the lost children and survivors of Canadian residential schools on this National Day for Truth and Reconciliation and Orange Shirt Day. Our flags are flying at half-mast in their honor. pic.twitter.com/psi6zdkps, NT Power, at NT Power News, September 30, 2022 York Regional Police Chief Jim McSween said in a tweet that YRP reflects on the lasting impact residential schools have had on Indigenous communities across Canada. We also acknowledge the inequities and trauma they have faced. We will listen. We will learn. We will take action as allies. He also shared a video explaining some of the activities officers are participating in to commemorate the Day for Truth and Reconciliation. This includes officers wearing orange epaulettes on their uniforms as part of Orange Shirt Day. An orange Truth and Reconciliation flag was raised at various YRP facilities and a new crosswalk was unveiled at the Community Safety Village, featuring an orange backdrop and the words Every Child Matters. On hashtag Truth and Reconciliation Day, at Europe reflects on the lasting impact residential schools have had on Indigenous communities across Canada. We also acknowledge the inequities and trauma they have faced. We will listen. We will learn. We will take action as allies. Hashtag No Child Left Behind. pic.twitter.com/sc6il9toll. Chief Jim McSween, at Chief McSween, September 30, 2022 YRP also held a candlelight vigil at the Marine Unit headquarters in Georgina on September 29, where Chief McSween and other YRP members were joined by members of the Chippewas of Georgina Island, including Elder Lori Hogue. Hundreds of luminaries were lit at the event in honor of the children and women who never returned home. Wayne Emerson, CEO of York Region, released a statement on behalf of the region. He said the day is a time for reflection and mourning. It is also a time for learning, understanding and committing to a better future. Acknowledging the traumatic legacy of Canada's residential schools is a small but important step towards recognizing and honoring the healing journey of survivors and their families. Emerson said that Regional Council remains committed to creating welcoming and inclusive communities by learning from the mistakes of the past. Alongside the Chippewas of Georgina Island First Nation and the Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation, on whose traditional territory we reside, York Region continues to learn more, do more and be allies for change. Every Child Matters flags are being flown at half-mast at York Region buildings in Newmarket. The clock tower at 17,250 Young Street will also be illuminated orange. The town of Newmarket is holding a community reconciliation event at 3 p.m. in Fairy Lake Park. Kim Wheatley will be sharing some words, prayers and hand drumming, and attendees are invited to tie orange ribbons to a bridge in the park.